fear all, trust nothing.
I like that.
Someone is watching. Everyone is out to get you. No, I'm just joking, just joking.
Hello, beautiful humans. I'm Tiny Castle.
And I'm Benjamin Mead.
And you are listening to Just a Minute. Just a Minute is an educational podcast where we break down justice topics in 30 minutes or less. Today's topic, what are conspiracy theories? Welcome and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, we're glad you're here. Okay, people, join me in putting on my tinfoil hat.
Okay, you can't see me, but I'm putting it on. Mm-hmm.
Tune in, listen carefully.
Okay.
If you want to know the real truth. So a lot of what we're going to talk about today is from a psychological perspective, and psychologists Karen Douglas and Robbie Sutton published a piece in 2023 in the Annual Review of Psychology that was really helpful, and I used a lot of information from that piece to put this together. But as far as the definition of a conspiracy theory, it's allegations that like people or organizations or the government have acted in secret to achieve some outcome that affects public interest, the public at large, but that most people don't know about it. So it's like a secret plot that is nefariously against the public will that most people don't know or aren't aware of.
Gotcha. Okay.
And there are five characteristics of conspiracy theories. So one, the first one is oppositional. So conspiracy theories oppose publicly accepted knowledge or understanding of events. So what's real is actually not real. It's something else. There's something else secret. So the conspirators, the people who are perpetrating the conspiracy, are putting forth a false version of reality.
Gotcha.
The earth is really flat, but these conspirators are trying to convince everybody that it's round.
Gotcha.
Number two, conspiracy theories are about evil or forbidden acts. So usually they're, you know, like I said, kind of like nefarious, like assassinating a president or fooling the public or eating children or making people sick.
Okay.
Number three, it places the power, agency, and burden to like people and individuals and groups as opposed to systems or impersonal forces. So this kind of minimizes like problems inherent in the system, like systemic racism, and kind of says like there's like a secret group of people pulling the strings.
Got it.
So just believing that the earth is flat, that's not a conspiracy theory.
Okay.
The conspiracy would be that the people in charge know it's flat and they're trying to trick everybody to think that the earth is round.
Okay.
So a conspiracy theory is not just like impersonal, something people don't know about, but there are people who are either actively doing it or trying to deceive you about it.
Okay. So it's not just a false belief.
Right. Right. Conspiracy theories are also risky to believe in because there's a high likelihood, first of all, of them being false, and also a high likelihood that people will react negatively to the conspiracy that you're like putting forth or trying to get people to believe in.
Like that birds aren't real.
Yeah, and exactly. And then finally, conspiracy theories are social, and this kind of goes against the idea that we might have of conspiracy theorists as like wacky people.
Yes.
Locked up by themselves in their tinfoil hat, that it's an individual thing, but we're going to get into this more later. Conspiracy theories actually serve a social function to advance usually group or political interest.
Okay. All right. So what about traits of conspiratorial thinking?
Yeah. So if you believe in conspiracy theories, this is kind of like how you act or what you think like. These are kind of traits of conspiratorial thinking. One is contradictory ideas. So oftentimes people who believe in conspiracy theories will like contradict themselves.
Yes.
And they're like perfectly fine with that. So like COVID hoax. You know, a person will, in one sentence, be arguing that COVID is a hoax, that it's not real, it doesn't exist.
Yes.
And then the second, you know, the next sentence, they're talking about how it was manufactured by the government. So contradictory ideas, but they're okay with that.
Right. And a second one that I've heard is that COVID is a hoax, but also that the figures of people dying from COVID have been exaggerated. So if COVID is a hoax, then people wouldn't be dying of it. So there's a contradiction there in what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. So contradictory ideas. Number two is overriding suspicion, that you're like super suspicious, traditional knowledge is wrong or insufficient. And those people like, you know, the media and teachers, are like in on the conspiracy. They're trying to peddle lies. Like everyone is out to get you. Believe nothing. Think for yourself. Something must be wrong. And then finally, conspiratorial thinking is usually immune to evidence.
Yes,
so,
okay.
You know, like I was play acting with the birds,
right.
Like anything that you would say that birds are real, it would not affect me. I would come back with something and say like, well, no, because of this, or just dismiss it. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. So usually the more that you kind of like argue and present facts to conspiracy theorists, the more that they will either dismiss them, dig their heels in, and then start to believe that you're
part of the problem.
In on the conspiracy.
Yes. Okay, great. Let's introduce some common conspiracy theories.
Yeah, and a lot of people have probably heard of these. And of course, there are a number recently. So number one, COVID, we've already talked about this. There are lots and lots of conspiracies.
Yes.
Related to COVID, that it was manufactured in a lab as a biological weapon, that it's not real, that it was just an attempt by the government to gain control over citizens' lives, that, you know, vaccines are implanted chips to track people, or, you know, in some of the circles that I move in and grew up, that it's the mark of the beast, Satan. Oh, God. So, you know, there's a lot around COVID.
Right.
QAnon is another recent major conspiracy theory that, you know, an anonymous person or group of people who went by the, you know, term Q claimed that there was this cabal of Democratic leaders and actors and business moguls involved in Satan worship and child trafficking and cannibalism, and they're trying to control the media and society. So, like, Biden, Clinton, Obama, Oprah, Tom Hanks, the Pope. These are all people who were involved in these child sex trafficking, cannibalistic actions.
Yes.
And the kicker is that a group of generals recruited Donald Trump to run for president in order to fight this cabal.
Yeah, I did not hear about this one to this extent. Like, I knew the general premise, but I do want to insert here and say that Donald Trump himself was a vocal conspiracy theorist. One of the things that he said was that the father of Senator Ted Cruz actually helped assassinate JFK. So I know you're going to talk about that one in a second, so I wanted to introduce that. But he also spread theories such as, like, the Democrats were funding the migrant caravan from Honduras. And this is one of the stated conspiracy theories that can... concerned the 2018 Pittsburgh synagogue shooter.
Yeah. And, you know, more broadly, these, you know, kind of like QAnon ideas, it's like directly related to kind of like this Q person and these posts. But QAnon is also kind of a broader movement and promoter of a lot of other type of conspiracy theories and disinformation about COVID and UFO and the deep state.
Yes.
And a lot of people can buy into these kind of like sub ideas without really fully understanding kind of the full extent of like QAnon and those types of things.
You
mentioned Trump earlier. He was a big you know, purveyor of the, you know, Obama birth certificate that he's not a U.S. citizen. You know, moving back in history a bit, 9/11 was an inside job. You remember that one?
Yes.
Another one, and this one kind of cracks me up, is that the moon landings were fake.
I just don't get it, man.
Like, I had a friend in South Carolina who, like, truly believed this.
Yes.
And, like, when he first started telling me this, I was like, I thought it was a joke. I thought he was joking. So I was, like, laughing. And, like, and he was, like, super serious. Like, no, it's all fake.
Yes.
It's all, like, special effects. Like, they faked it. And, you know, he'd talk about, like, details of the flag.
What
and
did
the
he
picture.
Think the purpose was? Why would they do it?
I guess to trick the public. I mean, related to, like, the you know, the Cold War and the space race and all of that stuff.
All right.
But I saw this meme recently on like going around on Facebook, and it was like moon landings were you know, faked by special effects in 1960 and then like the second picture is like special effects in 1960 and it's from like the original series and it shows like the Star Trek Enterprise model and like this big green hand like grabbing it and shaking it, like this is what special effects really look like in the 60s and then the CIA killed JFK.
The problem with that conspiracy theory is that the CIA actually did a lot of nefarious stuff, like we found out about programs and stuff once files were open to the public and no longer classified. But yeah, this there's a lot of conspiracy theory around JFK. JFK's assassination. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, Trump was one who said it was Senator Ted Cruz's mm-hmm. dad who helped with the assassination.
Yeah. Can you think of any more that I haven't listed?
No, actually, I was trying to think of some. Oh yes. Okay, one of my favorites, mm-hmm. the Reptilian Elite. Have you heard that one?
No.
Okay, so this came from a book in 1998. I don't remember the title or the author, but I watched a television show in the 80s when I was a kid called V, and it was about visitors. It was a sci-fi where you mm-hmm. know you had these reptile people.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. This was kind of like a similar conspiracy theory that there were people in control, in power, are actually reptiles, mm-hmm. including like the monarchy. So I remembered that one.
Long live the queen.
Yeah. So I just wanted to share that one. Okay. So nice list. How do conspiracy theories spread?
Well, the internet and social media obviously are good ways to spread information and disinformation and conspiracy theories in particular. But often conspiracy theories spread kind of within social networks. So like in Facebook groups and on Facebook pages,
yes.
people don't just kind of like randomly fall onto conspiracy theory website pages on the internet and like, oh, now I believe in
yes.
conspiracy theories. But usually it's through your network, social media, more so than just the internet in general. They're, friends, family, groups we belong to. And oftentimes people who spread conspiracy theories, kind of do so to other people who already,
right.
Again, it's kind of like a network. And also, like, if you think about recently, like political polarization and yes. media polarization is, not necessarily the root cause, but it's certainly not helpful and it's harmful to the spread of disinformation because, now we have so many options. We can select who we listen to, who we watch, who we follow on social media, and all of the people that we see and all of the information that we are exposed to,
say the same things. Our echo chambers.
Yeah, echo chambers. And we don't really get exposed to the other side. And particularly a component of this is that the other side is lying. They're conspirators. They're out to get us.
Right. Algorithms contribute to this also because mm-hmm. We know through research that algorithms will just, if you click on that link, mm-hmm. then it's just going to give you more conspiratorial content.
It shows you more of what you're interested in to yes. keep you online for longer.
Yes. Okay. So why do people believe in conspiracy theories? And are there certain people who are more likely to believe mm-hmm. than others, like Fox Mulder?
Yeah, for
from
sure.
From the X-Files. Nobody's going to get
yeah. Well, Dana Scully. I said Dana Scully the other day for some reason. I forget. Anyway. But yeah, good question. So the value of conspiracy theories and why people yes. kind of like to believe in them or buy into them is that they can fulfill some like psychological needs or motives for people.
Right.
And there's been a lot of research on this recently. I read yesterday that half of the entire literature on conspiracy theories has been published since 2019.
Wow.
So if like this has been a major
yes.
jump boost in conspiracy theory
research. Yeah, maybe
research.
The two studies that I looked at for this podcast mm-hmm. also were published in the last couple years.
Mm-hmm. So there are particularly three important motives okay. for believing in conspiracy theories. And the first one is the need for explanation or the need for certainty and knowledge. So like you need to have an explanation to explain things
yes.
like for sure and for certain. So people who have like paranormal beliefs, anxiety over uncertainty, they need closure, they need explanation, have lower levels of analytical thinking. These are all factors related to belief in conspiracy theories.
Right.
So conspiracy theories help people explain things, see patterns in randomness,
yes.
helps explain randomness, especially when large-scale events have kind of a mundane explanation. And this is,
yeah.
I think, one of the reasons why there are a lot of conspiracy theories around
yes.
COVID, that it was so world-changing, mm-hmm. life-altering, an unprecedented phenomenon, and
right.
it was a virus outbreak. Like everything
yeah.
that we went to, there has to be more explanation to this than just
yes. it can't just be zoonotic spillover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People who overestimate their intelligence or their ability to understand complex things are susceptible to conspiracy theories. So if you think you're smarter than you are, particularly susceptible. And overall, conspiracy theories appeal to people who seek accuracy or meaning but lack the cognitive or experiential ability to find it in a more rational way. So like
yeah.
people who think slowly carefully, who yes. are emotionally objective, are less likely to believe in conspiracy theories, and people yes. who think fast based on gut feeling, based yeah. on emotion, are more likely
gotcha.
To buy into conspiracy theories.
Okay.
So number two is existential motives to yes. feel safe and in control.
Reduce that existential anxiety.
Yeah, anxiety, lack of control,
yeah.
powerlessness, particularly in like the political domain.
Yes.
These are things that conspiracy theories can help give you a sense of control, can explain events that you are yeah. uneasy or uncertain about, can make you feel powerful.
Yes.
And again, this kind of explains why conspiracy theories are particularly popular in times of crisis or uncertainty, when people are looking for ways to cope with yes. challenging circumstances like COVID, 9/11, yeah. World War II, the 60s,
yes.
you know, these kind of like major events that we want an explanation or that we need an explanation for
yeah.
are, you know, oftentimes, you know, motivations for conspiracy theories. It's not just like wacky loners, but conspiracy theories serve social motives for, you know, esteem and self-image and group promotion. Conspiracy theories can make people feel better about themselves, can
yes.
make people feel unique or mm-hmm. different from others. Like, I have special knowledge. I know things that other people don't know.
Right.
And also conspiracy theories can help people like rationalize behavior
yes.
that they didn't want to do in the first place. So like
yeah. wearing
masks awful. I hated them.
Yeah.
You know, getting shots, those things are no fun.
Yes.
But if you say like, well, it's all a conspiracy, it's not real, then that can like say, okay, I don't have to wear a mask because it's not real, or I don't have to get a vaccine because it's just the government trying to
right.
control.
Like men not wanting to admit that they're scared of needles. Mm,
yeah. yeah. Good point. Good point. And this also relates to like social groups as well. So
yes.
when people have a strong positive view of their social group combined with a belief that their group is being conspired against, that's a strong predictor of belief in conspiracy theories.
Okay.
And that's like collective narcissism.
Right.
The belief in your own group's greatness combined with the fact that others don't acknowledge how great
yes.
your group is.
Yes.
So again, kind of like growing up in, you know, evangelical Christian context, that really fits that
yeah.
pattern. Like, you know, like someone is always out to get you. We're
yes.
the good guys. And while they're like particularly susceptible to conspiracy theories, like I remember growing up, like every president was the Antichrist
yes.
or, you know, something wacky or crazy like that, always hearing those types of things.
Okay, so any cool things you found about conspiracy theories in your research for this episode?
Yeah, for sure. So one, belief in conspiracy theories tend to correlate. So like if you believe
yes.
in one, you likely to believe in many.
Yes.
Demographic predictors, men.
Yes.
Being unmarried, being unemployed, lower education, lower socioeconomic status, weak
yes.
social network, low media literacy. Those are all correlates or predictors of belief in conspiracy theories.
Yes, I also found mm-hmm. some other behavioral correlates in the studies that I looked at. Antagonism toward others,
mm-hmm.
Being dogmatic and having a tendency to be argumentative. These personality traits were a predicted belief in mm-hmm. conspiracy theories. Also kind of related to growing up, you know, as an event in that community, in the Christian community, this idea that the world is good and evil and you're always fighting this mm-hmm. battle between good and evil. So people who believe that, also populism
yeah.
and support for political violence were found to predict belief.
Yeah. A lot of conspiracy theories serve political functions and have
yes.
Yes. political dimensions, particularly like your political party is the good.
Yes.
The other is the bad. They're evil. They're nefarious. Dead people are voting for the other side type
yeah.
of thing. So studies showed that those who believe that, you know, believed in COVID conspiracy theories, they were less likely to take the vaccine, less likely to engage in precautions. And even more broadly than, you know, COVID
yes.
specific, you have like the anti-vaxxers in general.
Yes, who are more likely to score higher on the you know, traits, which makes sense, like the dark triad traits.
Mm-hmm.
And this makes sense if you can consider that narcissism is measuring one's agreeableness and conscientiousness and somebody who cares about their community and feels
yeah.
a responsibility to mm-hmm. their community.
Yeah, so, you know, like anti-vax conspiracy theories have
yes.
kind of led to outbreaks of, you know, things like measles and polio,
yes.
like things that we thought we kind of eradicated.
Yes.
Conspiracy theories can also promote violence.
Right, right.
conspiracy theory believers can be dangerous.
Yes.
So Pizzagate, which is not exactly QAnon, but kind of a precursor with some of the same ideas.
Yes.
But it, I can't say this without laughing, but the Comet Ping Pong Pizza Parlor.
It's an amazing name.
Yeah, it was a real pizza parlor in D.C., but this was like a place that some of these conspiracy theories said that this cabal was like meeting
in
and abusing children and eating children.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody who like bought into that, well, actually a lot of people like, you know, threatened the owner and the manager, death threats, and somebody even showed up with a gun and like shot the law. I think the pizza place was closed, but like shot the lock off the freezer and was like firing a gun inside the
thankfully no one was killed.
And that's kind of associated with number three, radicalized and extremist political methodology.
Yes.
So conspiracy theorists oftentimes are involved in violent protest or vandalism or even minor crimes like tax evasion, for example, was one thing that I mentioned. So like if you're a conspiracy theorist and you believe that other people are engaging in bad behavior, oftentimes that's kind of an excuse for your own bad behavior. Like, well, they're doing it, so why can't I? Or either like I have to do it to survive, like they're out to get me, so I have to like evade taxes and not give money to the people who are conspiring against me, type of thing. Conspiracy theories can encourage people to like disengage or withdraw from legitimate political process or society. So conspiracy theorists are less likely to vote, less likely to be involved in community in political action, because a big part of that is like, you know, what I do legitimately won't have any impact. Conspiracy theories also encourage in-group behavior and is oftentimes associated with prejudice and discrimination.
Yes.
So a lot of conspiracy theories are explicitly or implicitly anti-Semitic.
Holocaust denial.
Yeah, Holocaust denial, Jews are in control of like society, of Hollywood, of the media, type of thing.
Yep.
And buying into conspiracy theories increases prejudice, racism, fear, hostility to out-group. And then, finally, conspiracy theories just increase skepticism and truth and knowledge, obviously COVID, vaccine denial, climate change, those are all good, examples of, conspiracy theories that are kind of in the face of accepted scientific knowledge. Well, do you or someone you love suffer from believing in conspiracy theories?
Yes.
Call this number.
1-888-SATAN or something.
Well, first of all, there are some tips that we can use to become smarter and try to avoid falling for conspiracy theories.
Okay.
So how not to fall for conspiracy theories.
Okay.
Number one.
I'm ready.
Google it. do your own research. Check the source.
Yes.
Make sure it's reliable. Check multiple sources, reputable sources, and also multiple sources. Mm-hmm. Scrutinize images. Oftentimes conspiracy theories will use manipulated or misleading images. Another hilarious post that I forget which hurricane it was, but it was basically like a photoshopped image of like the Coast Guard. They were in this life raft and like, combat gear and life jackets out rescuing hurricane victims.
Yes.
And somebody had photoshopped a picture of Donald Trump like in his suit, like standing up, like no life jacket on or anything, like
in the water,
out rescuing hurricane victims.
Yes.
And I was like, this picture is photoshopped, you can tell. And also, like, he's not even wearing a life jacket or anything, he's in a suit. And then, finally, think before you share. So, especially if like a post seems too good to be true, if it confirms something that you have suspected, if it feels like, oh, finally, I know I'm going to show that this is right.
Yeah.
Or if it's a post that's particularly trying to evoke like a strong emotional response, particularly of like fear or resentment of others, there's a high likelihood that there's, one, that's just not good to begin with.
Yes.
Also a high likelihood that, there's some conspiratorial elements about that. So take a second, think about it. Don't share on emotion.
Yeah.
So, be a savvy consumer. Don't fall for conspiracy theories. The first suggestion is resist the urge to debunk.
Yes.
So like I said, you can't really argue oftentimes with conspiracy theories. Like, keep calm. And this is kind of hard for me to do. Like, don't insult. Don't use sarcasm. Like, don't
that
shout.
Is not true.
Yeah, that'll make things worse. Don't try to convince them they're wrong, because ultimately they'll be suspicious of you. And try not to be dismissive or judgmental. So one of the tactics that I said, don't directly challenge their facts, but just kind of ask questions and open-ended things and force them to kind of examine their own
right
beliefs and contradictions.
Okay.
Number two, focus on what you have in common.
Okay.
Conspiracy theorists like to present themselves as like healthy skeptics
yes.
who do their own research, usually in bad or fringe places, but you can kind of at least point to that commonality. Like, yeah, we should be skeptical. We should all, you know, like double check our information and talk about like media literacy and evaluating information.
Yes.
Kind of the explain the process a little bit more than trying to argue.
Okay.
argue with the facts. A lot of times, you know, conspiracy theorists have, we talked about, are anxious. They may feel isolated. They might be looking for explanation and belonging. So,
yes.
you know, don't cut them off. Show some care for them. Change the subject. Share some interest in them as a person.
Yes.
Yeah, but also, you know, put safety first.
Yes.
So that doesn't mean that you have to kind of like indulge or tolerate racism or racist or homophobic or xenophobic
absolutely.
Conspiracy theories. And
yes.
also if somebody's at risk, you know, certain mental illness are correlated with conspiracy thinking and,
yes.
you know, harming oneself and harming other people or planning to hurt somebody or carry out an attack.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, act, do something about it. We're not, you know, I'm not saying like
yeah.
just indulge the most violent, vile, horrific things.
Yes. Yelling at people mm-hmm. on the internet is not helpful.
Mm-hmm. And of course, take care of yourself too. Stand up for what's right, but you don't have to like
yeah.
indulge
okay.
some of these harmful ideas.
Well, thanks for that advice.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that into consideration
yeah, no
and try
problem.
To be more empathetic.
yeah, sure. No problem. So I guess on that note, it's time to close the show with our
yes!
Minute to Spin It.
Okay.
So Tommy, in just a minute.
Yes.
What's your spin?
Okay, my spin is to remember Occam's razor, which is that the simplest explanation is the most likely to be the truth. If you believe something that requires more than a handful of people to keep a secret, then it is most likely a conspiracy because we're humans. We can't keep secrets.
Yeah, yeah.
Ben, what's your spin?
I saw Elvis in a UFO. Honey, have you heard the news? I saw Elvis in a UFO singing them rhythm and blues. So there's a lot of conspiracy. You talked about Elvis at Jailhouse
yes.
Rock. There's a lot about
oh, yeah.
Elvis, that he's alive.
Yes.
He was abducted by aliens. Another
yes.
one was that Elvis was an ark in yeah. rhinestones after dark.
I've never heard that one.
But anyway, so Elvis yeah. conspiracy theories, remember, hear all, trust nothing.
I like that.
Someone is watching. Everyone is out to get you. No, I'm just joking, just joking. Fact check, be skeptical. If it sounds too good to be true, it's probably a conspiracy theory. It probably is.
This podcast is sponsored by the Gandhi Center at JMU, which relies on support from generous donors like yourselves. If you would like to give us some money, yo, you can support our educational programming. Please click mm-hmm. on the link in our show notes to send some support our way, $5, $10. Also, send us some suggestions. We do have a long list of topics, mm-hmm. but they're coming from the same three people.
Mm-hmm.
So email us at Gandhi Center JMU, tweet at us. That is at Just a Minute Pod.
Yeah, goodbye.